A U.S. delegation, including Senator Marco Rubio, has visited the Colombian border city of Cucuta, where American aid is being stockpiled for planned delivery to Venezuela. The Venezuelan opposition leader, Juan Guaido, called for volunteers to bring in the U.S. aid to the country. This comes as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is refusing to allow in the U.S. aid. Nicolas Maduro is refusing to allow the U.S. aid because he says that it is not needed, stressing that there is no humanitarian crisis in the country. He dismissed the opposition's move as, quote, a political show and a cover for U.S. invasion. Washington earlier endorsed Guaido as Latin American country's interim president and threatened to attack Venezuela and topple the government of Maduro. Now, in order to discuss the situation there further, we are of course joined by our correspondent Ahmed Cabello, who is stationed in Caracas, and also by Babose Shango, writer and anti-imperialist activist, joining us live from Oklahoma. Thanks to both of you, gentlemen. First, I'd like to get an update from our correspondent who is stationed in Caracas regarding the humanitarian aid that the U.S. is sending to Venezuela. Of course, so far, the Venezuelan government, Nicolas Maduro's government, has not allowed the aid to enter the country. Today, we had Marco Rubio, a U.S. senator, visiting the border with the Colombia border with Venezuela. Now, can you tell us more about that?
Well, everybody that knows Senator Rubio, they know that he's a regime change extremist. He's been trying to get rid of the government of Cuba. And obviously, he's a Cuban American who is very critical of the Cuban government and therefore very critical of Cuba's allies. Now, Venezuela is a key ally to Cuba. Now, just one quick point that I think I should make that I think is being missed here is that Venezuela is receiving aid. Cuba, China, Turkey have given aid. It just doesn't want to take aid from a country that has recognized another guy that has never been elected to high office as the president, that is openly trying to destabilize the country, has sanctioned the country, and has conducted in what many people believe is an economic war. So what I've heard a famous saying is, be wary of Greeks carrying gifts. And this is basically about the Greek mythology of the Trojan horse. And they think that the US aid to Venezuela is exactly that, it's a Trojan horse. And I think that the UN on this is actually pretty good. So the International Red Cross, UN aid agencies have said they don't want any part of the US's aid intervention because, to quote Stephanie Durek, she said, humanitarian aid needs to be independent of political, military, or any other objectives. And it's clear, not just to President Nicolas Maduro, but other observers, that this aid is not independent of politically, military, or any other objectives. And it actually could be a cover for military intervention. And many people actually here on the ground in Venezuela are very worried about February the 21st because that is the date when Juan Guaido with his US allies plans to bring the aid in with loads of volunteers. Now they're anticipating that that could be a date of conflict and a potentially very day for the future of Venezuela.
Thank you very much, our correspondent Ahmed Cabello. As we told you before, Mr. Babose Shango, writer and anti-imperialist activist, is also joining us live from Oklahoma now. Sir, what is your take on our guest from Oklahoma, Mr. Shango? Well, apparently we don't have our guest with us, so we're going to have to continue with Ahmed Cabello for the time being until we are reconnected with Oklahoma. Now, Ahmed, Let's continue this discussion. What is the significance of Marco Rubio coming there, and how has it resonated inside Venezuela, knowing that a U.S. senator has visited the border?
It is significant because some people think that the Republican senator was actually key in getting Donald Trump to push this hostile policy towards Venezuela. Now, he wants Obama started the sanctions against Venezuela, but was moving towards better relations with Cuba. And Marco Rubio didn't like that. And when a new president came, he wanted to kind of reverse the rapprochement between the U.S. and Cuba. And we've started to see that. And one of the ways that they want to attack Cuba is weakening its allies, weakening Venezuela. And then some people think that Cuba could be next, and then Nicaragua could be after that. So this is what's happening in Venezuela isn't just important to the Venezuelans, but the whole of Latin America, because if they succeed in Venezuela, they will be empowered and emboldened to go after Cuba and Nicaragua. And that's why Nicaraguan government and the Cuban government are watching very closely and are very concerned by the kind of unprecedented steps. We've seen CIA assassinations, we've seen coups before, but we've never seen the US recognize somebody that's never been elected to high office while the president is still in the country, but still free, still in his presidential palace. This is an unprecedented step and a very dangerous step for international relations.
Now, what do you think the US is seeking, Ahmed, in Venezuela? Why is it investing so much, and why is it taking so many unprecedented steps simply to back an opposition leader, which, as you mentioned, has never been elected before? He's pretty unknown, this Juan Guaido.
Yeah, he is unknown. So 81% of Venezuelans had never heard of him before he declared himself the president of Venezuela. Now, what is the U.S. interested in? Regime change, and more importantly than that, the corporate interests of the United States. Now, you only have to listen to what John Bolton said on Fox News, I think it was a week and a half ago, where he laid out clearly the financial interests for the United States and how they need to stabilize the government so that financial interest could and the oil interest could be reactivated.
Thank you very much, Ahmed, for pointing that out. Exactly, financial interests and oil interests. I'm very sorry to cut you off right there. I believe that we have Mr. Bomboze Shango back with us from Oklahoma. Sir, let's continue this discussion with you. What do you think the U.S. is seeking exactly in Venezuela? Why should Marco Rubio be present at the border between Colombia and Venezuela?
Well, it's clear that Marco Rubio is anti any progressive movements in South and Central America, and he's especially anti the revolution that took place in Cuba. And he sees the revolution in Venezuela as part and parcel of the revolution in Cuba. And he's partially correct in that. However, his objectives is to create a situation in Venezuela that the U.S. has to intervene militarily and to bring about this coup d'etat that the U.S. is trying to execute today. And so, looking at all of the misstatements and the lies that have been told about Venezuela so far, you can see how it's quickly moving to a head, and there's a need for pressure from the people of the world who are not for this coup d'etat and who is for the progressive revolution that has taken place in Venezuela, and the fact that Venezuela has been under a sanction that has created pressure inside of the community amongst the people to dismantle their own government, and they have resisted that, and they continue to support their government in so many forms that the U.S. media has completely refused to cover any of this in the past 2 months.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bamboze Shango, joining us live from Oklahoma. I'm sorry, we would have loved to continue this discussion with you, Mr. Bamboze. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. And thank you very much, Ahmed Cabello, our correspondent stationed in Caracas, keeping a close watch on the developments there. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your elaborations.
Thank you.
And thank you for following this edition of the News Review with us.